Marty, we begin with a preview of a returning event, Monuments to Main Street. You have the whole schedule. This goes on for an entire month, and I see that the opening gala is this Sunday.
Yes, and it is a month long, and there's been a, even though the opening gala is September 8th, there have been a couple of events so far, but we're early in the month, and so not too much has been going on yet. The opening is 4 to 9, Sunday, September 8th, Klein Park on North Mesquite Street. And the event is free. It includes music by Nosotros, a newly written reenactment. It's kind of a play on the founding of Las Cruces, which is interesting. A lot of the story involves that. And there's an Oregon Mountains painting class, stagecoach and trolley rides, storytelling, and well, food, too. You have to have food.
Gotta have food.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the kickoff. And then we have a schedule. Now, there are officially 64 events during the month, so that would average two a day through September in Las Cruces, Mesilla, Doñana County, as well as the monument, the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks. But and we have not all 64, but most of them listed. And some of them take in what otherwise would be happening anyway, Fred, like the an NMSU football game, for example, or yoga classes. But they're all folding them into this. It's pretty interesting. It's the fourth annual, and it really is a great boon for tourism in this area. And it kind of lets us know who live here and take a lot of things for granted, just what we are surrounded with historically, environmentally, and so forth.
Absolutely. We'll get all the events in this week's bulletin. In the arts, we'll also learn about a new gallery that is open behind the old gate.
Yes, in Mesilla, Josefina's old gate. It's in that edifice there. It's an old historic building that's been used for a few different purposes. Once it was a bed and breakfast. It's been a hair salon, antique store, private home. It's called Agave Gallery. Agave Artist Gallery, 2250 Calle de San Albino, just off the plaza there. There's 20 local and regional artists in a cooperative that have kind of started this, although six of those 20 were really what are called the founding members. But we have background on the gallery and then an individual write-ups on each of the 20 artists that are involved in this. And they're going to have a grand opening on September 14th, a week from this weekend.
All right. In health this week, September is Pain Awareness Month, and you have a story about some new methods in pain management.
Pain Awareness Month. You would think that, if you have a pain, you might be aware of it. So, but, you know, I don't want to make too much light of it because it is something that is educational.
Yeah.
Allows people to discover new methods of treating whatever particular affliction they have. And the first Pain Awareness Month really was back in 2001, so it's been going on. And there's a story we have written by Alexia Severson of the paper on this new clinic called Hygieia. And it is a Hygieia Pain Institute. It's on Loman, and it opened in April. And so the owner, Aaron Villarreal, is talking about different ways of treating pain. And some of it involves exercise, breathing, different electromagnetic processes as well. So a lot of going on
all
there.
Right. Less than a minute. And in Southwest Living, you have a full schedule of the new season of the Academy for Learning in Retirement. You don't have to be retired to go, but
you don't.
What they call it.
Yeah. You just want to be learning.
That's right.
That's it. And it's there's a number of really fascinating seminars and topics, programs of interest. A lot of them have to do with history, music and arts, health. And we have the entire calendar and just kind of what to expect. It's only $4 a day for members, $5 a day for non-members. It's got all the information there if you want to go to these.
All right. Thanks so much, Marty Racine. He is the managing editor of The Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.